Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee and the Word on this beautiful Monday morning in December. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning not really knowing what I was going to share today, and I found myself, as many of you probably do, tossing and turning and thinking all kinds of thoughts. You know, in the middle of the night when you wake up and you can't go back to sleep, I really believe that's the time when anxiety, worry, concern can begin to fill your mind, because you begin to think about all the things that you're facing, all the decisions you have to make, all of the things you need to do the next day. And I don't know if any of you are like me, but I really do that on Sunday night, getting ready for Monday, when it's the beginning of the work week. There's something about the beginning of that work week that I begin to overwhelm myself with the thoughts of everything that needs to be accomplished and all the things that I need to do and who I haven't called and what I need to accomplish, what I need to complete. So last night as I was laying there, 3 to 4:30 a.m., sleep would not find me, and I began to find myself just really kind of stressing out over what I had to do today and how busy today was going to be. So if you're with me, then this is the perfect call for you, because the scripture that came to me in the middle of the night is the scripture, "He will perfect that which concerns you." And that is Psalms 138, 8. So we're going to talk about that today, because you know what, guys? There's so much going on in our world. It seems as if the pressures all around us keep increasing. You know, it could be our job. It could be our marriage, our children, the economy, our finances. Maybe you're battling depression or oppression, or it could be health issues. And you know, this past week, you know, the tragedy that happened at Sandy Hook, and we can't even turn on the news without hearing about these tragedies and about the economy collapsing and the fiscal cliff and runaway government spending and our immoral leaders. And so how do we, in this world that is full of trouble and tragedy and trial, how do we keep from being anxious and fearful and worried? Well, you know, you got to know how to deal with it. How do you get your mind off the negative thoughts and then only to have them bombard you hours later? Have you ever thought you had something under control and you had conquered that, and then suddenly it rears its ugly head again? Well, that happens to me. And, you know, some people self-medicate with alcohol, maybe with drugs, pornography, gambling, maybe by having an affair, and some by overeating. And I know that's been my struggle over the years. So one of my very favorite scriptures in the Bible that came to me in the middle of the night is Psalm 138:8. And this is the Amplified Bible. It simply says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." So what I want you to do, and I want you to begin saying that over and over again, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." You know, sometimes when worry or fear tries to grip me, I just repeat this verse out loud until I sense relief coming over me. And you know, it's amazing what speaking God's word out loud does, because our minds are just like a computer and they have to be programmed. So I want you to try this exercise with me this morning. I want you to think about your biggest concern right now. What's on your mind? What's bothering you? What's waking you up in the middle of the night? Now with your mouth, begin to repeat this scripture out loud over and over again. "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." There's so much power in that when you realize the God of the universe is at work right now behind the scenes perfecting everything that concerns you and everything that concerns me. So let's look at the definition of perfect, because I always like to look up these words and see what they really mean. The word perfect means to bring to completion, to finish, to satisfy the necessary conditions or requirements for the transfer. And then in parentheses it says the transfer of a gift or a title. Now there's some power in that, so I want you to hang on to that one for a minute. The third definition is to make something completely free from faults or defects, or as close to such a condition as possible, precisely accurate and exact. So, what if we said it like this? The Lord will bring to completion and he will finish all that concerns me. He will satisfy the necessary conditions or requirements of everything that concerns me now. The Lord will make this problem completely free from faults and defects. The Lord will work out this problem to be precisely accurate and exact for my life. Now listen, when you put it that way and you spell that out, that brings such a confidence into your heart and into your mind. And one of the things that I've mentioned over the years as I've been speaking and sharing messages of hope is that God confidence is many times much more important than self-confidence. You know, we live in a world that's really big on self. You know, there's self-help books everywhere. And, you know, it's all about yourself and perfecting yourself and getting yourself out of a mess. And it's all about self. But God says he will perfect that which concerns us. He is the one that is at work doing it. He will give us direction on what to do, where to go, who to call, how to behave. He is the one we have the confidence in. Because I have to tell you, if I had just confidence in myself and in my fleshly Dana Davin, I could get in some big trouble. Because my flesh doesn't always want to operate in a realm that would perfect what concerns me. And so when we have God confidence and know that God is at work on our behalf, that we don't have to figure it all out right now. You see, that's what we want. We want to know right now how it's going to end, what we're supposed to do, how we're going to cope, how we're going to deal. And that's where faith comes in, because we don't get to see the end result. We don't get to see the whole picture. And that's why Hebrews 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So we know he's perfecting that which concerns us. But we have to renew our mind by reading the Word, by listening to the Word, things like calling into Coffee in the Word, going back and listen to all the recorded messages that are posted at freeconferencecall.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Dana Davin, and friend me, and you can hear and go back through the messages that I have posted. So we've got to program our minds to line up with God's way of thinking. It's not going to happen by osmosis, guys. Our minds are carnal by nature. So our minds have to be renewed. They have to be reprogrammed so that we can have the mind of Christ. Because the Word of God says we have the mind of Christ. We hold his thoughts, his purposes, and his intents. But we don't just get the mind of Christ suddenly and get zapped with it. We get it by staying connected to him and to his Word. Proverbs 4:20-22 in the Amplified Bible says this: my son, my daughter, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings, and let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. They are healing and health to all their flesh. God is telling us in his Word that his Word will bring us life and healing and health. And I believe that is mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we want to have life. We want to be healed. We want to be healthy. I certainly want that in my life. But in order for me to have it, I have to apply God's Word to my circumstances. And so do you. We have to say his Word over the problems we are facing. Instead of speaking the problem, we speak the Word. What does the Word have to say about your situation? Ask God to reveal that to you. Go out and search for what the Word of God has to say about whatever specifically you are battling. And seek out wise counsel and stay connected to other believers that are full of faith and power. I always get tickled. I love that saying, run to the throne instead of the phone. You know, the first thing we need to do is run to the throne of God and ask God, what does he have to say about the situation? And then he'll show us and speak to us in that still small voice and in his Word. And then go for wise counsel and seek counsel if the Lord directs you to do that. So he is going to show you how. You don't have to have it all figured out today. This is the cool part of this message. We just simply have to choose to believe that God is faithful, that he will work out our concerns for us. That's what faith is all about. You don't have to know how he's going to do it, although we would love to. You just have to trust him and his word and know that he will. So today, I pray that whatever you are facing, you will take these scriptures and grab hold of them and choose to believe them. I pray that you will say them out loud over and over again to begin renewing your mind and your thoughts, and over time you will sense relief. For God is a good God, and he desires to perfect that which concerns you and which concerns me. So, in conclusion today, I want to encourage you, dig into the Word of God and find scriptures for your specific situation that you can stand on. You've heard me say this over and over again. If you dial into Coffee in the Word or you hear me speak at conferences or different events, that we have to dig for ourselves and ask God to reveal to us what he is saying about our specific situation. But today, know this, as you go about your business, that Psalm 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns you." And you can absolutely count on him to do that. So, Lord, we just thank you for this day. God, we cast all of our cares onto you, for we know that you care for us. We thank you that you go before us to prepare a way. We thank you, God, that you are perfecting that which concerns each and every one of us. So, God, we just lift our lives up to you today, and we are going to leave this moment together with faith and with power, knowing that you are the God that takes care of all of our concerns. So we just thank you today. We give you all praise, all glory, and all honor, for you are worthy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.